This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Joining us right now from Seattle, where it's super early in the morning, is our pal Chris Nockey, Terps color analyst. He joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline. C-Nock, thanks for waking up with the Junks.
Hey, man, anything for you boys.
Very kind of you out there.
When's the flight to San Francisco?
We leave here local time. Well, we start to gather at 9:30. The idea is to be wheels up before noon.
Mm-hmm.
But the logistics, you know, you have a lot of athletic department people. You don't have an AD, but you do have a lot of athletic department people. You get the team. You got dance team, cheer, band. You know, there's a lot of moving parts.
Wow.
Didn't think about
that. Hey, before we talk about the game, can you just kind of give us your take on what K-Dub said publicly about Evans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he's just frustrated. I think that you know, you have to be – I just think he feels like he's going in there into a gunfight with a knife sometimes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I think he wants to be fully funded, as he said, and he wants – you know, I mean, he recognized this when he accepted the job as a basketball school, and most people recognize it as such. And I think he just wants it treated that way. And that's not to dog football or anything like that. Football's the tail that wags the dog, right? You know, I mean, it's a big deal. I get it. But, you know, I mean, Maryland football, Jason, they could have a phenomenal year next year and be the sixth best team in the Big Ten.
Right, right.
You know, it doesn't work the same way in basketball. So, I don't know. I think there's some frustration there. There's a part of me that wishes he hadn't said it, but he said it, and that's kind of who he is.
What was going through your mind, C-Nock, as the game unfolded? Were you thinking, oh, no, we're going to get screwed again, another sort of buzzer beater against us? Obviously, there was time to make a play, and then and then sort of as it was unfolding, are you thinking, oh, no, oh, great? Or are you thinking, oh, yeah, I'm good. As soon as Queen touched it, we're good. Like, what were you thinking, former coach?
I definitely thought they got the ball to the right guy at the right spot. That's a spot that he loves.
Uh-huh.
They were also, the guy who was covering him, Ethan Morton, we'd seen for years. He's a Purdue transfer, and he's a very good defender, but mm-hmm. he's about 6'6".
Yeah.
Derek is every bit of 6'10", 250. And the remarkable thing about the move is just, and you know, anybody who's ever told you, 250 pounds going to your left, shooting to your right, mm-hmm. kissing it off the glass. I mean, that's just it's a freak move.
It's an NBA move.
Yeah.
And it's just a tough shot. I loved Nico Medved, their coach, Colorado State coach, is one of the great guys in the sport. And his comment after the game was, you know, people were asking him about, did you think it was a travel? He said, well, it's not a travel because they didn't call it.
Right.
And it was just, That's he funny. Said it was just a spectacular move.
It was.
felt the same way. The great thing about the team is, you know, I think for the most part, they had a bunch of options out there. I don't know. If you're Colorado State, you have to prepare for a lot of contingencies. Does that ball go right back to Gillespie as soon as he inbounds it? You know, he's been kind of their guy this year, playmaker. And you had Rice in the corner if Queen gets doubled. So Colorado State had some work to do on that play.
Seenock, let's rewind to earlier in that game. What was your take on Neek Clifford elbowing Geronimo in the head? I mean, it looked pretty blatant to me. And the fact that it wasn't reviewed and didn't get looked at by the refs a second time, I was a little bit surprised by that.
I got 1,000 texts about it, and I still to this minute have not seen the replay.
Okay.
So I don't, you know. And I guess maybe Jordan should have sold it more or whatever. I have no idea. I didn't really see it happen, so I can't really address it. But I did have a lot of – but most of the people who text me are Terp fans, and right. They're not they're far from objective. Mm-hmm. So I just – you play on. You know, you got no choice.
So at this point in the tournament, when you're down to 16, I know you got a bunch of high seeds, but anything can happen. You know, I mean, anybody can get hot for another two or three games. Florida's going to be very difficult because, you know, they're Florida. I mean, they were the best team in the SEC. They won the conference tournament. They're one seed. They got great guards. But, you know, what happens if Florida comes out and they're kind of ice cold for the first 8 to 10 minutes?
I wish they had smoked UConn, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they had their wake-up call.
That's possible.
I wish they'd smoked UConn for an entirely different reason.
Yeah.
That has to do with with the ass clown. So right. I just think that I think to Jason's point, it is March crazy. You know, like Colorado State, it's sort of the same situation. They came in, they knew all they had to do was beat Maryland once. This is not a World Series. It's not even a three out of five. It's you get it going one time, and man, they executed their game plan to a T. They made big time shots when they had to make them, and they rebounded like banshees. I mean, they just really put it to us on the glass, which is really disappointing. But again, I agree with you to an extent that they did have a wake up call yesterday. I think it's just a really, you know, it's a tough game. One of the things that Maryland has to deal with Florida is the pace of the game in the face of not having a lot of depth. Because Florida, that is an up-and-down game. I mean, those guys, it's a racehorse. And so you're going to have some guys play some minutes for you off the pine. And the guys that played well on, you know, in the first round against Grand Canyon were no-shows last night. You need better in that area, for sure.
Yeah, because... You know, like we were talking about, those three guards are going to get up and down, up and down. And, you know, it's not like Florida goes 9 deep, but they do go probably 7 deep. And that kid, Thomas Hawk, he's pretty good off the bench. He'll probably play, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes for him. So just kind of give us your thoughts on how to defend those three guards, Clayton, Martin, and Richard.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, defensive transition is everything. You got to get back and make sure you get matched up because they do play at such pace. I think the depth they have inside, too, where they do rotate guys, you know, we quite honestly, we've been hurt on the glass two of the last three games we've played. The game against Michigan in the one that we lost in the Big Ten tournament, we were just swamped on the backboards. And then last night, that's a concern playing against an athletic, active front line from Florida. So, you know, rebounding, finishing the plays defensively is absolutely critical in the game. I have no issue with Maryland being able to score in this game.
Yeah.
It's really the defense and rebounding. And I think that's absolutely paramount playing those guys.
Seenock, can you detail the work that Juju Reese has put into improving his free throw stroke? Because a few years ago, it was awful. It was like in the 50s. And now he's a 73.5% free throw shooter, including some clutch ones late in the game yesterday.
This is a remarkable stat. His free throw shooting in 1 year. And normally you don't improve this much late in your career like Julian has, but it's gone up 24% in 1 year from where it was last year. And not only that, how about how big the free throws were that he hit, the 4-for-4 in the last 5 minutes of the game? And that only happens you know, by putting in the time, man. He must have spent hours in the gym, most of those alone, where he's just shooting and shooting and shooting. He had this awful, horrific kind of glitch in his move, in his form last year. It was painful to watch, you know, even when sometimes when he missed, there were air balls involved. It was terrible, and he completely lost that. It's like a guy going to the range over the winter and completely reinventing a golf swing. And it's hard to do. The older you get, I think it's really hard to do. Clearly, he put in a lot of time.
Coach Nocke, you were kind of referring to Dan Hurley earlier, and I'm wondering, when you actually were coaching on the sidelines, did you ever come across anybody like him?
No. I mean, I just don't get the entitlement. I guess the entitlement comes with two national championships, but his act walking off the court yesterday, you guys saw it, you know. I mean, there's no accountability there in a situation like that. If you lose, it's somebody else's fault. You know, that's sort of implicitly what he says. And you got to man up at some point in time. And you know, on the one hand, he'll talk about sportsmanship, and on the other hand, he does that. I know he's getting help for a lot of the issues that he's had, and I just hope he continues to get it, because that's embarrassing to the game. It's got to be embarrassing to the university. I guess when you win, it absolves you of any kind of a issue there. But, it's tough to watch.
To kind of get your coaching perspective on some things that we were talking about beyond Maryland, what did you make of Patino's decision not to play his best player, who was struggling from the field, 3-for-17 down the stretch of his game?
I mean, it's puzzling, but I mean, unless you actually have spent time in their locker room and you know sort of the dynamics in there and what's going on, I get that the guy's a second team All-American. He was, you know, had a big year. I mean, Patino's a Hall of Fame coach. Mm-hmm. Perhaps there's something more to it that we don't know. But again, unless you spend time in a locker room and you kind of know the team dynamic, it's really hard to comment in full on it. But man, they needed something like him on the floor, and you know, it was glaring in its non-existence.
Coach, another thing about just like how hot you can get as a coach, and your name is out there, and especially during the NCAA tournament. But I think one of the greatest stories this tournament is Ben McCollum, who's 43 years old. Yeah. He was at Northwest Missouri State for 15 years. Now, he had an unbelievable run there. He won 4 national championships at the D2 level. He goes 1 year at Drake, gets to the tournament, gets to the second round of the tournament. Now he's going to he take over the Iowa job. I mean, isn't that unbelievable that he was at Northwest Missouri State for almost 20 years, 1 year at Drake, and now he's into the Big Ten?
You know, it's the rise was so fast. I remember earlier this season, they were in a tournament in Myrtle Beach. And, you know, Miami was down there, VCU. There were all sorts of obvious favorites. Nobody was talking about Drake, and they just blitzed everybody. And I watched him play a couple of games, and I'm thinking, man, they're good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if a guy can coach, a guy can coach. The thing I wonder, now he'll do okay at Iowa. Iowa funds it. You know, they care there. They've got a good basketball tradition as well. You know, some of these guys who rise so fast, for instance, the Colorado State guy, it is expected that in the next day or two, he's going to take the Minnesota job. He's from Minnesota.
Right.
Like, to me, I mean, he's going, the money's much better at Minnesota, but can you win there? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a hard place to recruit kids to the Twin Cities in the middle of winter. Colorado State is Fort Collins is a fun, vibrant town just outside of Denver, and he's not going to get paid as much there, but he's going to win more there. So, what McCollum has done, he deserves the Iowa job. He's a homegrown guy, you know, so I expect he'll do really well there.
But like you said, he's going to make more money.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, that's the reason.
You never know when that window is going to close, man. You know, you're the hot guy. You might as well take it. You're going to be on honeymoon at least for the first couple of years, you would think, and then hopefully Iowa committed to NIL and doing all the things that coaches need in this day and age. The job almost always gets better for the next guy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes. All right. Well, enjoy your time out there on the West Coast. Thanks for joining us so early, bro.
Appreciate it.
Let's hope it continues.
Yep. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Chris.
I appreciate it, guys. Yep. Talk soon.
Hey, fellas, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the Purple Heart Foundation.org.